Two air traffic controllers have been suspended. Not sad that they're suspended, but sadly they were lame on the job when they were working with that plane last Saturday that collided with a tourist helicopter in New York City over the Hudson. One was on the phone. The other had left the building. So the FAA, after an investigation, has suspended both of those air traffic controllers. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thought we would start with that for a quick second since we had DJ Frost on our last show talking about the fact that he hoped they didn't regulate the airspace, and now it turns out that this could have been prevented since they were guiding the plane in and just stopped doing it. Started talking on the phone, and nobody paid attention, so the plane had no idea that the copter was right there. And his contention was that the skies should be open so that people can enjoy them, they can see the views, and that this was a sad, unfortunate thing that happened. There was a city council person in New York that described it as the wild, wild west. But here it turns out, really, you could pin it down to the air traffic controllers. Who do you pin it on when it comes to the town halls? There have been so many people calling each other names, I can't even sort it out anymore. Some of the things that I haven't heard, I think, ever in my career, both in television and radio, at any kind of meetings, whether it's evildoer or whether it's AstroTurf or Nazis, you know, you pick at anything, the plants, the whatever. It's crazy how these town halls now have gotten worse across the land, and it's more anger spilling out. And it's not just anger coming from an extreme right-wing group. That was what originally was being thrown out there, and that's not true. Now you have people that are being bussed in. Acorn is bussing people in. And check this out. $600 a week, that's what you would get paid if you went onto Craigslist and responded to an ad and were chosen. $600 a week to help push healthcare reform forward. So in other words, if you wanted to push and say healthcare reform now, pull out some signs, go to some meetings, walk around and get people to sign petitions, you'll get $600 a week. So now there's a lot of money coming from yet other coffers to push for health care reform. I have to think that this is something that Congress didn't expect whatsoever, that any of this would happen at these town hall meetings, and that suddenly there'd be ad campaigns that all over the place, both pushing reform and then saying don't go for reform and call your congressman or your senator, which, of course, my position is you need to be able to express yourself. That's what the country's all about. For goodness sake, we're seeing the First Amendment on display, and I think that's a good thing. I think it's good that people are getting off their rear ends, stopping watching whatever rerun or NCIS or CSI or whatever it is they're watching to take the time to go out to a meeting. Could there be more organization? Yes, but part of that is on putting the meetings together in the first place, because now the venues aren't even big enough in some cases since people have opinions they want to express, and you've got old people scared half to death. It's the truth. In the old age homes, we'll call them that, the nursing homes or assisted living. My grandfather lives in assisted living. He says that's all anybody is talking about. They're worried. They're scared to death. They don't understand. It's very vague. They hear about these death squads or death panels, and they don't understand what that means. And the reason why is, and I said this before, because, yes, when you go into any kind of a facility, for example, they ask you that. That's just a normal thing. Hey, do not resuscitate order. Do you want to sign? Not, whatever. That's it. It's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. It's not a long discussion on what's the road to take and your medicines and all that sort of stuff, because that's not really their job. So there are doctors that have this conversation with family members, but it's very vague in the language and the bills that are out there. It doesn't sound right. It sounds like government, if we had a government, let's hope not, single payer situation, it does sound like it would be more than advisement. It's just not worded correctly. Therefore, Senator Charles Grassley has said, let's just scrap this. Let's just take this out because it's upsetting too many people. The way it's worded, it can be misconstrued. Something could happen because it won't be carried out correctly, which was my concern. So you have language that doesn't make sense, but then it gets signed into a law, and too late, it's a law. So then that's when you get into the whole thing of interpreting what the law is, so forget about it. We move on here on America Tonight. Coming up on this show, I promise, we will lighten the load. There are, of course, always heavy things that we talk about, things that matter to you and me, things that affect our futures, our kids' futures, our grandchildren's futures, you know, whatever. But we will also give you our little cheap movie review. We've got a daily salute. We have news you can abuse. And, of course, turning the page on yet more birthdays. Halle Berry celebrating a birthday. Also celebrating a birthday. Guess how old she is. Also celebrating a birthday. David Crosby and Steve Martin is celebrating a pretty big birthday. Let's just put it this way. Steve Martin and David Crosby, what do they have in common? Both could be AARP members, and maybe they've ripped up their cards and sent them in. Doubtful. That was one of those take-it-backs from the president. That was a big mistake. So now in the polls, dropping to 47% in the Rasmussen poll, approval ratings for President Obama, and all this, of course, stemming from the big issue of health care reform. In the meantime, right from the get-go, I'll ask you, if you had a young daughter on a plane, she was going to school or she was visiting Europe, and luckily you had some funds to help and assist her in doing that, and she was killed in a terrorist attack. In fact, one of the first terrorist attacks, one of the big ones anyway, and a guy named Al-Megrahi was the man who was the mastermind. He was considered to be the Lockerbie bomber, remember that, over Scotland. And 270 people were killed. Most of them happened to be Americans. So now they're talking about releasing him on the basis of compassionate grounds because he is terminally ill with cancer. Here's what the mother of one daughter, Theodore Cohen, and this is Susan Cohen, what she had to say. She was enraged about this guy getting a pass to leave prison after what he did to that Lockerbie flight.
Oh, I would say it's the best argument for capital punishment I've ever heard. We were told he would at least serve his term in Scotland, and I think he should die in Scotland. He gets treatment for his disease there. What is this compassion for him? My heart is broken. My daughter's birthday is soon. She would have been 41. It's just been living in hell. But don't kid yourself. This whole thing is not just about Megrahi. It is about appeasing Muammar Gaddafi, and it is the oil interests with the governments in tow which are really behind this. Well, I assure you that the U.S. government has a lot of power. I am very much on Obama's side, and he is a definite improvement over Bush. But I have asked to meet with him. He shook Gaddafi's hand. He hasn't shaken my hand. We, the families, would like to have had a chance to meet with Obama. We asked for condolences on the 20th anniversary of December 21st last year. After all, he had already been elected.
Al-Megrahi, should he get out of prison or not? I say no. 800-259-5790.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
For what we're going to talk about next on America Tonight, and that's that John and Kate Plus 8. That's coming up in a minute here. In fact, they get my daily salute. Yeah, you heard me. They get my daily salute. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. What's the daily salute? You'll find out next. This guy certainly wouldn't get it. Al Megrahi, he's the guy who was convicted, a former Libyan Secret Service agent, the sole person convicted for those 88 bombing of Pan Am 103 over the Scottish town of Lockerbie. Remember, he was picked up a couple years after that happened in Libya, and he was under house arrest until he was actually handed over in 1998 and convicted. Well, that's how long it took. In 2001, by a special Scottish court that was held in the Netherlands. His co-accuser was acquitted, but Al Megrahi was sentenced to life in prison. Okay, so riddle me this. So all these people lose their loved ones, right, in the horrible, senseless, stupid terrorist act, right? Let's get even with the West. Let's do something to the West. So he does that, the whole bombing, the suitcase bombing. For all that time, nothing happens to him. Finally, they nail him in 2001. Oh, how sad. He's in his mid-50s, and he's got cancer. But we've got to be compassionate about this. So let's see if we can't get him out of prison. I agree with the mother who was obviously upset about her daughter, Susan Cohen. I don't blame her for being outraged. You know, her daughter was a kid, and senselessly she was sucked off the planet Earth because of a suitcase bomb. So why should this terrorist? Why should he get out? Why should he get a pass? It doesn't make any sense, right? You see, you can see how people react. You just have to think. We know that death and taxes, right? We know inevitably for all of us. But when somebody's life is cut short that way, that violently, that senselessly, it's you can imagine how enraged. It's just like the people 9/11 thinking that you're going to have Guantanamo folks here. You're going to have terror suspects either in Michigan or Fort Leavenworth, and there's nothing they can do about it because all they're thinking about is, man, my husband was blown apart. I don't even have the pieces of his body. Didn't even find his wedding ring, whatever. I mean, there's 100 stories like that coming out of New York and coming out of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, frankly. So now you wind the clock back to something equally as horrible, to that Pan Am bombing. And you can imagine the outrage for many of the people who lost daughters and sons, etc., as a result. You know, I mean, is it inhumane to keep him locked up? Who cares? It's a miscarriage of justice if they let him go. And I agree with her. Is there more to the story than what's being said? I mean, it's terrible. He's responsible for the bombing. How should he be released on compassionate? Compassionate what? He had no compassion for the 270 people that he just annihilated on a plane flying over Scotland at the time. You know, give me a break. Too bad. Riddled with cancer, they'll treat you there. 800-259-5791. Tom is listening to us in the great state of Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good. We haven't talked to you in a long time. You sound good. What's on your mind?
Well, you actually just made my point, but I think he should receive the same compassion he showed those 270 people aboard that flight.
Yeah, it's just awful. Okay, you just all you have to do is think of any person that you're even acquainted with having that happen to them, how enraged you would feel, and I agree. There's just no way he should get a pass and be let go from Scotland and just go and sit by the pool in Libya. I mean, that's ridiculous. I hope they don't do that. I hope that there's enough sense in Scotland. The Justice Minister, Tom, has to make the final decision, and I hope he decides to make the right call there.
Have a great night.
You too. Hey, Tom is one of our callers when we do Nail the Score. He's into it. He calls us every week, and we'll start doing that once we get into football season, which is right around the corner, literally. So, yeah, there you go. If you want to throw in your two cents on the Pan Am flight, you can certainly do that, 800-259-5791. Or if you want to talk about health care, we can do that as well. More name calling. Man, it's, you know, I don't care if you're a flaming liberal, if you're a staunch conservative, if you're independent, if you're a centrist, any of those things. I mean, come on with the name calling by the politicians. Because certainly there's ways to express disgust or, you know, point of views, but way over the top, un-American, unpatriotic, I mean, astroturf, yeah. And the problem is, I don't think if I were playing on the same team as Nancy Pelosi, and let's say I'm a Democrat and I've been there for a while and I'm trying to push this through and I believe in it and I want it through. I want a single payer, or I want the public option, whatever. The last thing that I'm doing is starting to call anyone names, even if I'm watching this unfold and I can't believe the reaction that's happening. I'm not doing that, because they're shooting themselves in the foot by doing that anyway. That's what's happened. It's turned this in. It has turned this into a huge drama. And you know what? It should be, because it affects, here's the thing, it affects all of our lives. However the bill, the final form is. I mean, if we're going to have the health care reform, then you should have some say in it. You should be able to express your feelings on what you think should happen with employers, with small businesses, with the co-pays, the whatever. Whatever it is, whatever your thing is in this healthcare insurance reform, you should be able to go and you should be able to react. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm preaching. I don't want to preach. But there's no doubt that we have the greatest government on the face of the earth, and the reason why is because we can participate. You can participate. It's about us, the people. We broke through from a dictatorship from England for a reason. There was blood spilled across America for that reason. So I think the name calling is such a bad mistake by Pelosi and Reid. I don't, and they are seem to be the worst offenders. I just do not get it. I was going to bring this up. I was going to save this and bring this up, but I want to jump to this. Les Paul. How many people are guitar fans listening to me right now? If you just walk through any guitar store, you'll see Les Paul's name all over the place, right? I mean, talk about a guitar icon. Yeah. He grabbed, he was grabbing the guitar even when he had a broken arm. I mean, the guy went through some tremendously traumatic things, and it's unbelievable how he came out on the other side. I happened to see a story a couple of years ago about him, and they replayed it, I want to say, on the Today Show, and they talked about the fact that he had been in this brutal car accident and was in the hospital for like 2 years, and he wanted them to reset his arm in the how he would hold the guitar, because that's all he cared about. And he had a couple of other things that happened to him along the way too. He had or has arthritis before he died, his had problems with his eardrums, and yet, you know, talk about an icon, like I said, and talk about a figure who had a lot to do with guitars and had a lot to do with rock bands, ultimately, some of the equipment that they ended up using with his name on it and some of the just incredible ditties this guy wrote. And, man, I wish I had seen him somewhere on the stage. That would be cool. But the guitar legend dead at the age of 94. He used to play at a jazz club in New York that was pretty famous. And, you know, he was the guy who invented the electric guitar, the solid body electric guitar. And a lot of rock and roll greats, baby, used his axes. He died from complications from pneumonia. And according to Gibson Guitar, he died at a hospital in White Plains. His family and friends were there. They knew he was obviously ill and he was trying to battle back. And he was also the guy who invented the multi-track recording. So you get that multi-track thing, right? So you could have different instruments, different times, and sing in harmonies, even with themselves, and then put the tracks in and balance it out. And he was pretty powerful. And the electric guitar, I didn't know this, but the electric guitar started to become popular in the late 40s. And then, of course, rock and roll really started, right? Elvis, all those guys, Beatles in the 50s. Then that's when it really started to pop. I bet some of you have some memories of Les Paul or even of playing some electric guitar. 800-259-5791, Lockerbie, healthcare reform, and Les Paul.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
What spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
All right, I mentioned that Les Paul died of complications from pneumonia at the age of 94. And I don't even think I even scratched the surface when I talked about the innovations, the mics, etc., what he did, and the sound system, what he did for music, just absolutely incredible. I mean, he changed music, and he changed a lot of the ways that we listen to music. There's no question. He was just one of those guys when he was a kid. He experimented with that amplification process for a long time before his original deal was a thing called the log, a 4x4 piece of wood strung with steel strings. He went to a nightclub, as the legend goes, and he played it from there. And I said this, I think, already. In the 50s, Gibson Guitars started production of the Les Paul guitar. And, you know, it's like you see that game, not that game, that, I guess it's a game, video game, Guitar Hero. And you think of the guys and their acts as like the Pete Townsends and Jimmy Page and whatnot, and what an impact he has had over a very long time for the music industry and a lot of the young people that he also started to help, because that was his thing too. He started to help a lot of musicians, people who played with Les Paul, Peter Frampton, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, Richie Sambora. And I'm sure the list is much longer than some of the names that I just mentioned. All right, you're listening to America Tonight. We've talked about a couple of other things, too. The Lockerbie thing, they're talking about releasing Al Megrahi because of a compassionate reason. He wasn't compassionate when he blew up that plane over Scotland, and I would be horrified if I were one of the relatives of anybody who was lost in that tragedy. No way. Sorry. Riddled with cancer, you could just rot it out in prison. That was his sentence. They finally nailed him. They convicted him. They got him. Leave him there. End of story. It would be a grave injustice if he were able to go back to Libya. And healthcare reform, we're talking about all the name calling every day. It just gets uglier. And the funny thing is when I say name calling and trash talking, because it's like trash talking. I'm not talking about so much even the people at the town hall meetings. It's not that. I'm talking about the politicians with their with the labels of what they're seeing at the meetings. Man, please. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you? Long time.
I know. How have you been? Busy with the house, I bet.
Yep. It's kind of weird. Today, Friday's my birthday, and I close.
Good for you. Happy birthday.
Well, I don't know to be happy or to be sad. Closing a $250,000 house or to be happy or being that far in debt. It's kind of weird doing
be
it on your
happy.
Birthday, though, right? Be happy.
No,
so.
Be happy.
Yeah, so anyway.
Here, there's applause. There's applause for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, sad thing with Les Paul. He got to live to be 94, and that's good when you can live that long, I guess.
No
and,
kidding.
Admired by so many people, of course. I mean, I just hope the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there, and where is it, in Cleveland, I think.
Yep.
They need to build a separate wing just for him. So I mean, it would be without the electric guitar, where would rock and roll be? I mean, you know, your big five groups, you know, the Beatles, the Who, Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, and who am I missing there? Kate, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
The big five there. Without the electric guitar, none of that exists. You know, I mean, take Keith Richards, Pete Townsend, you know, Jimmy Page away from their bands, and, you know, the music's just not there. So
I agree.
It's just, you have to give homage and to the guy that invented it, you know. In any case, though, so hopefully they'll do a lot of nice things for him and his memory. And so that, you know, the youth of today, even though music's kind of gone away from, you know, electric rock and roll to, you know, whatever you want to call it, hip-hop, rap, whatever, you know, they can still say, well, this is the origins of it, and they can learn something from it, you know. Real quick, I understand your Eagles picked up Mr. Vic.
I was so waiting for you to gig me on that. Yes, they did, a two-year contract. Do you believe it?
Well, I'll tell you something, Kate, and I honestly think that is the best place, one of the best places for him to go. The Eagles, even though, you know, they're my rival, they are probably one of the classiest organizations in the league, even though they've never been able to win, at least the Super Bowl.
Right.
And their fans aren't.
Thank you.
They're totally unclassy, except for you, Kate. But you know, if he'd have gone to, like, somebody with like the Cowboys or to some of these other teams, the Raiders, or that have had histories with, you know, bad players, players are doing wild things, you know, drugs, et cetera. Then it would have just gone, you know. It just seems to me that, you know, he's gone to a team that it's not going to be as big of an uproar as it would have been if he'd have gone to one of these other teams that's had histories of. I think that's why Jerry Jones basically said I don't want him, because, you know, Jones knows he's trying to get away from the bad, you know, all the bad that's gone on in Dallas for years. But in any case, though, so that's good, you know. But now here's a question that I still question about through the whole thing, Kate, is, you know, it's probably mid-season before he's going to come back in, and they better hope Donovan don't get hurt before then, because, you know, if they're saving a roster spot for Vic, then that means they're going to let one of the core backups go, you know. But the thing is this guy's been out of the league for 2.5 years. I mean, you know, for over two seasons, three seasons, actually. And I, the NFL, you know, people who've been around and in it can tell you, this isn't just like, you know, a pickup basketball game where you just slowly get back in. You know, I'm not so sure that he's going to be able to perform at the same, I hope he can, you know, for his sake, but I'm not so sure that he's going to be able to perform at the same level that he performed at before when he was with the Falcons.
I'm going to stop you there. I think he will, not initially, because, like, as you said, he couldn't even be in a game until the sixth week in the season. So he'll have to go through the practices. I heard his arm is still so good. It's like he can still throw off a bomb or two. And I think that the key thing with Vic is, and this was part of the problem with Vic, too, is he's going to have to memorize all those plays. He's going to have to – that's the hard part. That's what you're talking about with the NFL. Besides the physicalness, I don't think it's that. I think it's the memorization of the plays, of the systems, of all that sort of stuff that he's going to have to get in the rhythm of. But if Donovan doesn't get hurt, he might be a long time before he sees any action.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so – yeah, we'll see. Hey, real quick, one last thing on the healthcare, issue that's going on with all these town hall meetings. I think what's starting to happen is, and you and I knew this from the beginning because we're smart people, I think, you know, and, but Kate, here's the thing is, you know, people didn't really believe you or I when we were explaining to them that, you know, a true Democrat is a communist. They believe in government takeover of everything. Okay, now let's look at just some of the things that have happened since Obama became president, okay? They loaned a bunch of money to the banks. Then they want to tell the banks, or they tell Wells Fargo, you can't have your junket in Las Vegas. But our congressmen can run off to Brussels, Belgium, and have parties, you know, with their wives. Once they got their paws inside of a corporation like banks, okay, you can't do this. They give a whole bunch of money to the car companies, you know, the big three, and they tell GM you got to get rid of your boss, you know. I mean, and then they've got, you know, they want to get their hands into healthcare, you know, and to where they're here's the trip about it. If their excuse is the reason they want to get into healthcare and control healthcare is because 47 million Americans don't have health insurance. Kate, let me tell you something real quick. The reason why majority of those 47 million Americans don't have health insurance isn't because they can't afford it, Kate. It's because they're cheapskates and they don't want to pay it. Okay? And most, you know, I'll give you an example. My best friend, you know, the one that's got the 7 children, he spends $900 a month for his insurance. Okay? For his family, right?
Right.
Okay? Now, I have the option because I have the VA, you know, I'm able to use them. But, sure. You know, our company offered a policy, and they said, well, for you, you got to pay $600 a month, you know, for just one person. And I thought, this isn't worth it. Now, am I being cheap? You know, that's 15% of my income.
Right.
Okay? So, and that's what other people are paying. My point is don't, you know, make the assumption that the 47 million Americans that don't have insurance can't afford it. It's maybe it's because they just don't want to pay it, you know, and they think, hey, I don't need it. You know, I'm a healthy person or whatever, you know. And then also, of course, you've got, you know, the illegals that are up here that the second they get hurt, they run to the emergency room and you can't turn them away. And so and there's a lot of issues. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are making buku billions of dollars, and there's just so many issues around it. But for the government to sit there and come in and say that, well, we can run things better, you know, that's freaking Americans out because they're seeing government take over for everything.
Right.
And once they've got control of everything, as is a communist society, then guess what goes? You're right. And what are they doing now? Well, we know the Democrats want to get rid of guns, you know, so you can't own guns. We know they want to get rid of, you know, they've got the fairness doctrine coming in to where you don't have freedom of, you know, because, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh can tear the president apart every day, you know, they don't want America to hear this, you know, no freedom of speech, you know, so there's a lot of things that are going on where Americans are starting to get scared and realize that this is just a full-fledged government takeover of our society, and that's why they're freaking out at these meetings, and they don't want that.
Right,
it's
Don.
It's not just the healthcare.
Right, it's not just the healthcare. I agree with you, Don. Have a great weekend. I let him go off, and some of the things that he said, he's right on. People are starting to see that some of their rights are melting away. Hang with us.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I I mean, it really works. No, I mean, it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today. As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Why do John and Kate plus 8 get the daily salute? I'll answer that riddle rather coming up here on America Tonight. But first, let's head out to Kalamazoo and Pete listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Kate. I don't know if I'm lucky or unlucky to follow Don, but I thought he'd never stop talking. But anyway, what I'm calling about, I don't know if you know that the Gibson Guitar Company was founded in Kalamazoo. It was quite a landmark. And then later on, I moved to Tennessee, and my oldest brother was an inspector there for years, and he also met Les Paul.
Oh, wow. He got to meet him, huh? That's terrific.
Thanks for taking my call. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks for that fun fact. I didn't know that, Pete. Pete, always informative, short and to the point. How about that? Here's an interesting thing. If you remember a couple of years ago, and I remember this, I was on the air, I think... I wasn't doing America Tonight. I think it was right before America Tonight. But there was the auction house in England, Christie's Auction House, and they had a 1955 Gibson Les Paul guitar. They sold it for $45,000 at the time. People were like, whoa, $45,000. Guarantee, we're going to have Harry Rinker on next week, guarantee that that's a pretty collectible item, anything having to do with Les Paul, because... as we keep saying, he revolutionized, obviously, the music business. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Listen, on a lighter note, I know you love to dance, and I just uploaded something on YouTube called Grand Rapids Swings. So you want to check that out, and when you do, you're just going to fall in love with the music scene here, and you're probably going to do your next show up from Grand Rapids. So,
what's it called, Grand Rapids Swings?
Yep, Grand Rapids Swing.
I'm going to check
it
out.
Right. Now, on the negative side, you know what? What is all this stuff about stop the name calling? I mean, you know, we're talking about people who want to destroy the country. I remember during Vietnam, all right, young Marines coming home and then these people spitting on me. I had a bumper sticker that said, support the war, kill a protester. You know, I call them un-American right now. I've been calling them un-American for decades, you know, because basically we're talking about things that a lot of us think are not just un-American, but is inhuman. I mean, a lot of us think that abortion is, you know, insane. A lot of us think homosexuality is insane. And what's the Democratic Party do? That's what they stand for, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, you're always going to have some sort of medical establishment doing something for the people. But
right.
The core issues are the social issues, you know, because, I mean, okay, so the Republicans go in and they spend X amount, the Democrats, they spend X amount plus, or, you know, I mean, the Republicans spent plenty of money last time. They turned off their phones and they turned off their faxes and they didn't look at their emails and they went and they put that bailout through.
That's
right. 90% of America. So I have to disagree with you, you know, and we all love you, and you're very open-hearted. You listen to both sides, but this person right here says, call them names because this is a fight. And, you know, in a fight, you can't say hi.
Oh, yeah. But wait a second. Here's what I've said about that. What I'm saying about name-calling is not calling the Democrats. I'm saying that you got, like, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi who keep screaming, oh, those people at the town hall meetings, which they mean the conservatives who are going there.
I know, okay. But the thing is, if we start complaining about name calling, then we can't call names either.
Right.
And I'm calling your names, you know.
Right.
And I mean, because they're going to say, Tomas, man, I got you on YouTube here calling the protesters Satan's children. So,
I got you, touche.
Check that YouTube out, girl.
Oh, I'm going to go check that out. Thanks. Here's what the problem is, and this is my point. I don't think the politicians should be doing it. Different if the people that are going to the town hall meetings are having disagreements in the parking lot and they're carrying signs and all that stuff is to the point of Tomas. Hey, there's a great bumper sticker that's just waiting to be made with a great slogan on it, right? But no, it's not about that. It's about if I were a politician, I wouldn't be that stupid to fall into that. I mean, I don't understand why Harry Reid is doing that. I don't understand why Nancy Pelosi did that in the op-ed piece in USA Today, because they are fueling the fire stupidly for their side. If you're talking about sides, it's for their side. We're trying to ram health care reform through. So then when people start to protest, we're just shocked beyond belief that America has a voice, and they're not real happy with what they're hearing. So we're going to blame it on talk radio. We're going to start to name call the people that are going there that are yelling things out at the meeting. That is my point. I promised I would deliver on this deal here, and I will. John and Kate plus 8, which I don't even know why I bring it up, because I could care less. But if you look, if you go to the grocery store, I don't care if you get a six-pack of beer or you're going to get some milk for your wife and for your cereal in the morning or whatever the deal is, you cannot get away from these people. They are celebrities for some reason that I have no idea about. They're on a network that, who knows anything about this network, TLC. I do know this, though, that when they were going through this whole thing of what are they going to do, 8 kids, oh, what are we going to do? He's fooling around. We're not happy. We haven't been happy. All this nonsense, whatever. So at the end of June, they announced that they were splitting up, whatever, getting separated, all that sort of stuff. And more than 10 million of you watched this, right? 10 million people. Couldn't help it. Totally sucked into John and Kate plus 8. And now that they're going to get divorced and, you know, the paparazzi still following them, but people aren't as fascinated. Good for you, America, because you have let them fall off your radar. So you go from that number, 10.8 million viewers, and just the other day, their last, whatever, most recent episode drew 3.5 million viewers. That's a huge drop-off. Now, because of the buildup of this whole announcement of what they were going to do, of course, people were titillated, wanted to watch it, whatever, the ones that normally watch that nonsense. But now they've even lost interest. And why? Because really, who wants to see these people, you know, a married couple being divorced? Geez, you can find that right in your own neighborhood. So nobody cares. So you have to assume that pretty soon they become irrelevant, right? Irrelevant. And the kids are too young. Do you care that much about the kids? Yeah, I think they fall off the radar. And for that reason, they get the daily salute for screwing up. No, not the birthdays. Yay, woohoo! Really, I should say you get the daily salute for not watching this anymore, because who cares? You know, that's bottom line. Who cares? We do not care. We have so many other serious things that are happening in the world. And as much as we all need some of the lighter side, man, I hope you find better fare out there to watch on the lighter side and not that kind of crap. Because trust me, there are better things that you could watch that'd be much more interesting and even entertaining. I could give you a list. Let me tell you, I could give you a list. All right, we said this the other day, and politics aside, I'll say it again. Forget about the Democrat, Republican, whatever. You have to say this. I think all of us could agree on Eunice Kennedy Shriver, that no matter what, I mean, yes, she came from a privileged, wealthy background, but her entire life was dedicated to helping people. For goodness sake, she was the founder of Special Olympics. Yeah. And so they had a wake for her today. And there were, you know, of course, lots of people that were there gathered around. Not just the famous family, but it's the end of an era, actually. If you think of the Kennedys and politics, and you think of Robert and JFK and Ted Kennedy and the next generation, I mean, are they, how politically involved are ultimately they going to be? You got poor Ted, who's battling brain cancer, and he's not expected to attend because he's that ill. They've got a mass on Friday, a farewell mass, and there's all kinds of dignitaries and whatnot there. But I think it's the end of it. It just kind of signifies something interesting as things are changing in the Kennedy clan, which in the case of this woman, she was part of that clan, Eunice Kennedy, but she was different than the rest of the family in the sense that they were taught about the servicing, but she really took it to another level because she really, really, really pushed for those Special Olympics. And it's just an amazing thing to see. As I have been to many of the events, it's amazing to see, I said this the other day, just how influential the Special Olympics have become for some really special people in this country. So farewell, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, and all of your accomplishments and givebacks to the people of America.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.